This is T.A. and Marion calling in from Riverside. We've had a big downhill day, about 21.5 kilometers downhill. We've dropped 2,000 meters of elevation since yesterday morning. Yesterday morning we were in snow, and this afternoon we are in tall trees with moss beside a beautiful river. The birds are singing, and the oxygen feels plentiful, even though we're still at about 2,700 meters. Out of our tent door at the moment, we can see Langtang Luru, this most amazingly gorgeous big peak. So we're still getting to see the high peaks as we're making our way back down the Langtang Valley. Tomorrow we'll start climbing back up. We will have dropped 3,000 meters, and then in the next 3 days we will gain all of that back because we're heading back via the Gosukund Holy Lakes back towards Kathmandu. So at the end of 1,500 meters of drop today, our feet were a little bit tired, but we were enjoying seeing all the sights we had seen on the way up, but from a different direction. We saw another one of the climbers that we shared the Yellow Peak High Camp. He was on his way out today, too, so that was fun to wave to him. And we did about 36,000 steps today, and I know I haven't been reporting that as much lately, so we have passed the 360,000 steps mark for the trip. We've also passed the 200 kilometer mark and the 15,500 meters of gain. So we're hoping that you're getting out for some pretty big walks while we're out here having this pretty big walk. And hope that you're having a great Tuesday, or it's about to be Tuesday where you are. We're finishing our day. And tomorrow's a brand new month, so that's pretty exciting for us as well. So it's day 22 of the Pretty Big Walk. We're glad to have you along. We probably won't get a map location out today because we're in a very steep-sided valley at the moment. But that will probably, when we get to Subru Thulo tomorrow, when we climb back up, hopefully both or all three of those map locations are out. But essentially, we are down valley significantly, like 21 kilometers from where we, well, not from lunch. We're about 11 kilometers down from the lunch spot. So a highlight of today was irises. They were irises in all kinds of places, especially dark purple ones, light purple ones, and even some white irises. They're little short ones, and they just seem magical that they're popping out all over the Karkas. The rhododendrons seem to be mostly on their way out. They have done their thing. And we stopped to visit a herder who we purchased some yak curds, so some yak yogurt from, and enjoyed that as one of our stops. And at lunch, we enjoyed some sea buckthorn juice as well. We'd had some of that on the way up. And there's even some places in Newfoundland where they're growing sea buckthorn. We had some in Mongolia last year as well as Ladakh, so it's a spot that likes high altitude. It's a little berry, somewhat kind of like country. And we had a chance to buy vegetables, so they had to collect nettles and had nettles with their doll butt, and we had nettles. So enjoying the plant, enjoying birdsong, enjoying a little calf today, and many, many yaks. We'll have left the yaks behind as we come back to the low country, relatively low country, and then we'll probably see the this is here from D22 and talk to you from tomorrow. Bye.